finishing some of the days. Sefer Aleph, Mishnah Berurah of Katan, Samach Gimel. V'yimuchuvonim, what's a learner? Shnei akanam yimuchuvonim mamish neged kanah ha'alyon, or meruchik mimenu afil koshu. So it has to be directly under it. Can't be off even a little bit. Even if one of the two poles, the two uprights is off, it's also possible. But because the problem is the filu im name a gudasik, even if you would say gudasik under those circumstances. But you'll have a relationship between the bottom corner, the upright, and the horizontal on top. It won't be that there'll be one underneath the other. It'll be that the top one is on the side. The horizontal is on the side of the upright, which is not acceptable. So you're going to have to make sure that it's in an angle. So you have to have it directly underneath, and that's a significant requirement.
It doesn't address the possibility of saying, in addition to lovehood, but recall we said that you couldn't do those two, combine those two.
Well, what he's saying is, we have. If you would actually build it that they're touching, and you put the horizontal, minatzara doesn't work.
Right.
It has to be on top.
Right.
So we're not going to make it better if it's here, then had it reached here, it still would be minatzara. So lovet wouldn't. You can't use lovet to move it over on top because it's not better than physically if you put it minatzara.
You're saying if so physically it went all the way up and there was a space in between, a small space, then you couldn't say love.
Right. Because at best it's minatzad. It's still minatzad. That's what they did in minatzad. Okay. Minatzad. Pirishalu samadal. Shalonosan elyon al shnei akonim ha'inim elachibar lehem minatzad. He didn't put it on top. He put it attached it on the side. So that's a problem of Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, the mashkev is put on top, not on the side. Okay, so that's the simplest understanding of Benatzah. I don't know what you have in the packet, but if you look at what I hoped you'd look at, if you look at footnote number 40, 9, second paragraph, so he starts with, that's the whole. Okay. So you attach it minatzad, but the pole down below is wider. So what's minatzad on top is if you look at the bottom, it's above the bottom part of the pole. If you would have stopped the pole after 10 tvachim and hung the rope in the air, it would be on top of the pole. But since the pole continued all the way up, it was attached to the side of the pole. So do you deal that as if it's on minatzad, or consider it's on top, ignore the bottom, top part of the pole. Do you see the picture? Turn to the next page. Here is this footnote number 49. Yeah, bottom left picture. It's on top of the thickness of the corner down below, but it's attached above. So kosev shulchan aruch shuvah shulchan shuvah avanezer shakosh b'dasa chazanish im kol amud miyum tvochim tederem hadakon alyon meitzer b'harluch reiz apostle. If it goes up in a gradual slope, that's a problem. Kima shuvahin zen nechshav b'tzurus apesam min atzad. However, avu miodam miodam yosher el shachokik b'tzidov b'gav b'yud tvochim ma'yiriz osol tzar. So if what happened was it went up like this, and then it just came thinner, and it went up and it was attached on the side. So there's a bottom, it looks like really two distinct poles. There's a thicker pole on the bottom, and then it becomes a thinner pole going up. It's attachment inside on top, but down below, it's on top of the bottom amud, so that's acceptable. But if it goes up a gradual slope, that's the pole. The picture which was supposed to have been, come out in your package, which didn't.
It sounds to understand why it's going gradually, it's considered minatzah.
Here. So it would be like this. So we look at this as two distinct.
Right.
So this is just really basically a way to hold the rope, but it's on top of this pole. Mm-hmm. But since it's gradual, there's no. You can't say at one point that's where the pole ends and a new pole starts. It's all one gradual slope. Right? This case would be acceptable. You must attach me to tzad. It's on top of the lower, thicker pole.
What do you say? It's min hatzad. You mean it's not over the top?
It's not over the top of the
very top. I see. Yeah. Okay.
So that's a case of minatzad, but vis-a-vis the lower, larger item, a very common example of this really is where you make a post, and you put a nail on top, and you wrap it around the nail. So it's minatzad on the nail, but it's on top of the post. Mm-hmm. Right? So we say, well, listen, I don't care it's mean outside of the nail, it's on top of the post. Mm-hmm. All right, that would be the most, what she's going to talk about that again. Of course, that picture probably didn't make it into your the upcoming attractions. Okay, so that's scenario number one that he talks about. Next thing he talks about a Taz. Okay. One second. 51. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you don't have that page. Now, the next thing he does, he talks about there's different explanations of what minatzad is, besides this shot that we just said, where it's attached on the side. One shot is that. One pshat is that it's not discussing the shape of the Tzuras HaPesach, it's discussing where it was placed in the Chatzar. That if you put the doorway on the side, all the way in the corner, that's called Minatzad, because that's not where you put doors in the normal architecture. You don't put doors on the sideway, you put doors in the middle of a side. So the Rif and the Rambam both learn this is called Minatzad. Now the question is, do the Rif and the Rambam agree with this other definition? So the Poskim said that they do. So they're going to agree that this is a problem. This is also a problem in terms of the passage, but they don't say that that's not but the more is case of Minatzad means it was placed, whereas the other Poskim would not agree to the Rif's and the Rambam's definition. So we would hold if you'd make it towards the Pesach. Minatzad, this type of Minatzad means it's in the corner, that would be acceptable. Cross corner, we said that's a problem. But like this, it's acceptable. The third shot is, which you probably can't see so well, if you look at this picture over here, is that the kana, instead of going on the top, digs into the sides. So it doesn't go on top. So normally the way you make a mashka was put it on top. You lay it on top. Over here, it's attaching minatzad in the sense that it didn't go on the top. It's attaching into the side.
But the side, there's a relief in the column, and the core is pushed inward.
Correct. So that's also another definition of minatzad.
Were there apostles?
There were apostles.
Okay. Because it's not nuker that. In other words, it's different than this. The other case where it got thin all of a sudden.
Correct.
Different than
we're
going to
see
because it's still visually the same kana.
Correct. We'll see. Even the case of the nail, it's not so pashut. Not everybody's excited about the case of the nail. Okay. Now there's a taz. A taz comes along and says that if I put the kana min atzad, attach the board on the side. But the top of the board, the side, the horizontal board, is perfectly parallel with the top of the uprights. So it's not further down. Doesn't look like an H. It just looks like a ches, a perfect ches on top. He holds that's acceptable. That's not called minatzad, because since it's perfectly parallel with the top, that's acceptable. Mishnah Berurah says, without the Masha Mekel Hataz, I feel a so min atzad, im so begoyba hakona b'shovi makona mamish, and hakona oymen berlet l'malim min hachevel. The Taz is Mekel when the horizontal is perfectly parallel with the uprights, and the uprights do not extend above the horizontal at all. So it's not called that. That's not a problem in itself because they're perfectly parallel. Kol akredim kol kumalov. Everybody argues on that. That's not true. It has to be on top. Okay, now v'makana shalamala tochu ben kana l'kana. If the, it's grooved in, shenech access makanim ke'en shoisim ha'umnin. Makanim oishim l'malah gav makana shemunach b'neim. And now, so when you build something, you make a groove, and you stick the top one into the groove. So suppose a lying on top is grooved in. So do you have the
we ran out of
Mr. Brewer. Why, I don't know why I did that.
Good morning, Rabbi
Kramer. Okay, I don't know why I did that. I don't know what I did wrong. Okay. Here. Mesaber prima godem mesaber zel hachmer pays ratio test. So prima godem says that case, he says that that's also a problem with minatzad. It's not on top. Now I will be a kolim oitrim lamalo el shechokak rak maat b'emtzi osun l'haniach hachevu b'soicho sheimunach b'toyer b'li yishtal shal lamata shaper dom. So you make a groove across the top pole. And you lay the rope in the groove. So if it's just perfectly parallel with the top. So the groove is just deep enough that you can lay the rope in it, and the cutter does not extend above the rope. The upright is not higher than the rope. So the groove is not very deep. That's okay. But if the groove is deep, so that you have your rope running below the, is actually the cross beam, the rope, which is the cross beam, is actually lower than the top of the upright, that's not accept. That's the Prima Gadim Sofik. And if you look at, I don't know whether you have this, that's the picture 55 and 56. 55, the groove is deep. I don't think it's in that packet. Is it? Yeah, 55. So 55, the groove is deep enough that the rope is not on, sitting all the way on top of the corner. Whereas in 56, it's the groove is very shallow to the point that really the rope is still sitting on top. Okay. So if you have you put a nail on top of your upright, and you tie the chevel onto the nail. Even though it's not sitting on top of the nail, it's sitting on top of the upright. So. If you take a look at 57, footnote 57, so he raises the question, when you have the nail sticking above, continuing and extending above the rope, is that a problem? Because your upright, really, it's this whole unit is the upright, including the nail, so it's minatzad on the nail. So he brings from the Beis Shlomo, that it says, "Kasef shayersu toiv litchev esamasmerim ba'ofen shlo yiu berlet mekana ela roishom kadesh shlo yiu gvoyam yosim yachavu." You basically want to, what you want to do is you wrap it around the nail and then you bang the nail in, so you don't have any height of the nail extending above the kana, above the horizontal rope, as opposed to having the nail sticking out above where the rope is. So we try and do that on the Eruv. We try and do that, that you shouldn't have it. In the Bidiyab, the Maisa, you know, Bidiyab, whatever, if you don't do that, he brings a four from the Zkan Aaron that's not considered Pesach Minatzah. And that, according to the Chazanish before, that case would also be acceptable. It's not any worse than the case where you have the kana goes like this, and then it goes like this. It's attached minatzad on the top, but it's above the lower piece. So it's not any worse. Well, if you look at footnote number 57, if you have a 2x. Yeah, 4x4 going up, or a 2x2 going up, and you put a nail on top, and you wrap the thing around the nail, so it's not sitting on top of the nail, it's sitting on top of the board, but not on top of the nail. So is that a problem? It's called minatzad, because the nail is also part of your tzuras nefesh.
What do you mean?
Take a look at picture number 60, the right upright. The rope is wrapped around the nail, so that's the question. So it's not on top of the nail; it's around the nail. Okay. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, you wrap it around the side, that's picture 58. You wrap it around the side. But eventually, as it goes around and around, eventually it goes over the top. So the rope is attached minatzad and also milamalo. Gam ken kosher, that's acceptable. Telegraph and welcome service to Pesach. I'm Shuvas Marmar Mordechai. I'm Shuvas Shalom Eshev. Shuvas Beishlamoy. That they discuss, can you use the telegraph wires for the purpose of service of Pesach? So the issues which they raise, if you look at the first question was, is that called service of Pesach because it was attached to me Minatzad? So that's not our issue because we don't use them when they're minatzad. Their question was, can you just take the telegraph pole as telephone pole as is where it has a T on top and it's sitting on top of the T? Is that called minatzad or is that called? It's on top of this. You have your telephone pole. You have your T on top. And you have the rope, the wires going on top of that. So it's on top of the pole. It's not on the top of the pole. It's on top of this T-beam across the top. So they said that's not acceptable. That was what they were trying. That's what they were suggesting. So that would be great, you know, if that would work, you know, just, you don't have to build anything. You don't have to do anything. Because that's not acceptable. The next question is, can you use the rope, can I use it, since it wasn't made for the purpose of being for its source of Pesach? That's the second question. So he brings that question. So the Shalmesha says, if you look up number 59, about four lines in. So he raises this question. They both say it's not a problem. So he says, even though he points, Shein kan machshavas b'alam elam machshavas acher. Okay, then he brings.
I mean, what's interesting is, I mean, they put it in, it sounds like a lishma type of thing, as opposed to it would seem to be lacking in a heker.
So the problem over here is, Pesach is not a heter of heker, it's a heter of mechitza. Mm-hmm. So I have to find is this a source of Pesach? So the question is, if the owner says this is not a source of Pesach, it's not made to be a source of Pesach, it's made to be whatever it is. And I say, well, that looks like a source of Pesach to me. Can I make that a source of Pesach and have it function as a mechitza if the owner hasn't designated for that purpose? But he brings over here the following. So they say it's acceptable, but he brings the kamon. The only time it'll work if they touch. Because in the Maisa you have an actual source of Pesach, but you do a good asik on it. We discussed before, can you say good asik on something which is not a mechitza yet? You have to create the mechitza. So if I made it for the purpose of being the source of Pesach, so we'll say that's also. But if it wasn't made for that purpose, so if it's a tzuras pesach, it's a tzuras pesach. If it's not a tzuras pesach, I can't use good asik to make it a tzuras pesach. So one of the things that we, but the Chazon Ish says it's kosher, and he doesn't make that tonight. So we do try and have that, but anytime we use the telephone wires, it actually touches. And that's one of the, as opposed to just putting a piece of wood over here and, you know, just saying it goes beneath, using good asik and saying it goes beneath the pole. The cross wire. You try and run a small. Actually, we use conduit, the electrical conduit, plastic conduit, run it off the side of the thing with U nails. Mm-hmm. Just attach it up and it touches the wire, right beneath the wire, so it's actually touching.
I thought there were situations. least some situations where boards are used.
We try not to use that. That's not our preferred approach. For various different reasons. So one of the reasons is this Prima Gaudim. Prima Gaudim says it wasn't made for Tzuras HaPesach. That beam wasn't, that the telephone wire wasn't put there for Tzuras HaPesach. So the case of the Tzuras HaPesach Mamish, you know, there was, we just had this recently, there was a major headache, that was one of the problems we had. Maybe there was a whole section of telephone poles. You go up Randolph Road and you go, there's a street over there, it's called Saul. Not the street before Saul. Hamilton or something like that. So we're there, there was a whole section where the wires went over the top of the telephone pole. And it was great. And they've been doing this tool, and they're redoing. They redid it with new poles, which were, I mean, not sad. So that was we had there was a few weeks there. I asked a lot of volunteers for help. That was what the issue was, to get those old new ones in place, and, you know, to do it with the conduit. And